News release. Brock University. A powerful community-building tradition will return to Niagara next week as the second annual Powwow gears up to bring a vibrant celebration of Indigenous music, dance and art to Brock University. Hosted by the Brock Haudenosaunee First Nations, Métis and Inuit Student Center, in association with the Office of the Vice Provost, Indigenous Engagement, the free public gathering will take place Friday, January 17 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the University's Ian Bettys Gymnasium. The powwow is an opportunity for the Brock and broader Niagara community to come together and celebrate the brilliance and beauty of Indigenous cultures, said Robin Bourgeois, Vice Provost, Indigenous Engagement. This one-day, non-competition event builds on the momentum from the first powwow held at Brock last year. It brought more than 2,500 people of all nations together to deepen their understanding of Indigenous peoples' history, traditions and enduring contributions. The family-friendly event also expresses the creativity of Indigenous people in a fun, welcoming and healing environment. The grand entry and opening ceremony will take place at noon, signaling the official start of the event. The opening will be led by Head Elder Abiodas Mosede, Peter Bocage, who will carry Niganinatig, Brock's eagle feather staff, a traditional sacred symbol from Anishinaabe culture which embodies a living spirit. Veterans and leaders will then carry flags into the event, which will be followed by drumming and singing. This year, the featured head dancer is notorious Cree, James Jones, a global advocate for Indigenous empowerment with more than 6 million followers on social media. The event also welcomes Grammy-nominated Bear Creek as this year's head drum as well as Canadian champion jingle dress dancer Marley Fairfield. Traditional Indigenous food will be available, as well as Indigenous craft vendors and information booths. The powwow is open to Indigenous and non-Indigenous students, staff, faculty and community members. Powwow coordinator Crystal Lavely said it has been an honor to head this year's event alongside a strong, diverse team, dedicated to ensuring a fun and seamless day for all. Powwows are meaningful cultural and spiritual celebrations and guests are encouraged to come eager to learn and participate respectfully. Guests are reminded to not touch drums, regalia and feathers that dancers and some participants may be wearing. The master of ceremonies will also clearly communicate when certain cultural elements are occurring, when everyone is invited to participate in dances and other activities and when it's appropriate to take photos. Cindy Bianconiello, director, Haudenosaunee First Nations, Métis and Inuit Student Center, said she is filled with pride to bring this amazing event to the university again. This powwow is a celebration of resilience and revitalization of our traditions. It wasn't that long ago that Indigenous people were not allowed to attend university and look at us now, hosting a powwow at Brock, she said. For many spectators, this is the first time engaging in such a wealth of First Nations, Métis and Inuit cultures. We want to represent all Indigenous students in everything we do. Lavely is also looking forward to welcoming the community to the event. The head staff, those invited to facilitate the powwow, are bringing their good medicine of respect, love and humor, so grab a friend and join in the fun, she said. This will be a memorable community celebration to kick off 2025. Anyone interested in volunteering for the powwow is encouraged to sign up to attend volunteer information sessions on Thursday, January 9 and 16. For more information, email brockupowwow@gmail.com or visit the powwow website, Instagram and Experience BU page.